William Fitzsimmons oder auch der hier, der die Songs macht, der aus der einen Szene, wo der eine mit dem anderen, die vorher mit dem anderen, sowas in der Art hört, William Fitzsimmons öfter mal, denke ich. Der Mann mit dem langen Rauschebart hat über die Jahre etliche Musiken in Funk und Fernsehen und so platziert, so seine Karriere angeschoben und die steht sehr gut da. Anfang April erschien ein weiterer Teil seiner Mini-Album-Serie Pittsburgh und heute Abend ist er im Columbia Theater auf der Bühne zu sehen, präsentiert von Flux FM. Und hier im Studio ist er jetzt auch, William Fitzsimmons. Hallo!
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Okay. A lot of people still react to the songs that they heard from you on TV and in films, and they're like, that was when Dr. Whatever did, like, when he kneeled down, when he proposed, it was so romantic.
It's always a doctor, too, for some reason, because someone's either dying or, yeah, it's usually not a happy scene. Yeah, I think people connect it with, if whether it's a film or a TV thing or... They always seem to be connected to something specific, a part of their life or some relationship or something.
Yeah.
And the TV thing is common too.
Ja. William Fitzsimmons wird öfter immer noch angesprochen auf die Songs, die er im Fernsehen oder in Fernsehserien mal platziert hat. Und das ist dann meistens irgendeine Szene, die gar nicht so schön ist, sondern irgendjemand stirbt oder geht weg. Do you still do that? Do you still give songs away to TV?
Oh, yeah, and yeah.
Do you have control over who you give it to?
You do in some places. In the States, you do, for example. Not everywhere. I'm totally okay with it because I think it gets the music to people that might never hear it otherwise. You know, I mean, I'm not playing the O2 arena and I'm... You know, I'm not on popular radio in this day. I'm not on like top 40. I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but
you're on Flux FM. You're not on popular radio. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I'm not on.
Are
a radio.
Are you dissing us?
No, oh, that came out poorly. Yeah, it's tooting me lied. No. I'm not. When I say that, I mean a station that would only play just purely pop music around the clock.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a lot of people that they just would never hear it, and this is a way for it to kind of sneak.
Sure.
End of their lives. And a lot of people have found it that way. And I'm, you know, as long as it's not being used for a military commercial or something like that, I'm cool. Which they probably wouldn't anyways.
Or a presidential election that nobody wants to be part of.
Yeah, fortunately Trump hasn't come calling.
Auf jeden Fall würde er Trump oder irgendjemanden, der wo es ums Militär geht, keinen Song von ihm geben, aber wenn das jetzt in irgendeiner TV-Serie mit drin ist und irgendjemand das dann mit einer romantischen oder auch traurigen Szene verbindet, dann ist das natürlich nicht schlimm und erweitert im Zweifelsfall die Fanbase. Some people label your new output EPs, the Pittsburgh series, and some people call it mini albums. Which is it and what's the difference?
Yes, idea.
A 5-minute answer. I'm gonna get a coffee, William.
It's a long and a short answer, I guess. I had, you know, for the Pittsburgh thing, I had 7 songs,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, you know, well, I could garbage this up and write a few more songs that don't mean anything to me, but I just can't do that. That would feel terrible. So, you know, so I released 7 songs because that was the whole story.
Yes.
And I had no plans on making the Charleroi, making a part 2. If someone would have told me that I was going to do that, I would have thought it was a joke, you know, because it would have seemed silly. But it made sense given what happened following making the Pittsburgh record. It felt like I needed to finish the story kind of. So, the whole thing to me is one piece, even though it's 2 separate smaller things, but it kind of makes all sense together.
Okay. Also das erste Pittsburgh-Album Mini-Album kam letztes Jahr raus. Dieses Jahr ist wieder eins rausgekommen. Das hätte William letztes Jahr selber gar nicht mal so gedacht. Aber irgendwie musste er das Ganze noch komplettieren. Denn wenn wir das alles richtig verstanden haben, geht's auf dem ersten Mini-Album von dieser Pittsburgh-Serie um die eine Oma und auf dem neuen geht's um die andere Oma. It's about your grandmas, ne?
Yeah.
Why are you already nodding when I'm speaking in German? Do you understand a lot of German?
Nur ein bisschen.
Oh.
Ein bisschen, ja. Oma.
Oma is an easy word. So the first one is about your one grandma and the new one is about the other grandma, right?
Okay, no. Yeah. It's I knew the first one. She was called Virginia, was her name, and she was a big part of my life. It was, you know, just a big part of my life. We were very close.
Okay.
And mein Vater war adoptiert.
Yeah.
And he was actually left at the hospital. So we knew nothing about that side of the family. So there was always this big mystery. I never knew where I came from or, you know, what my ancestry was on that side.
And, yeah.
And I actually found out kind of by a wonderful stroke of luck. I found out who the family was. And my grandmother on that side, she had died like 20 years ago, but I got to hear from some of her family. I got to hear her story and what happened. And it just seemed like, in order to put it all together in my head,
yes.
You know, I wanted to just write things about it and get to know her a little bit that way.
Okay. Also das zweite Pittsburgh-Album geht über eine andere Oma sozusagen. Also es gab einen Adoptionsfall in der Familie, möchten wir es mal so nennen. Und William hat jetzt mit dem neuen Mini-Album quasi einen Teil seiner Familie erforscht, mehr oder weniger, den er vorher noch so nicht kannte und somit das Bild von Pittsburgh komplettiert. Ihr habt es vielleicht gehört, er ist schon aus Versehen an die Seiten von seiner Gitarre gekommen. Er will ein Liedchen fein hier spielen und hat sogar eine Violinistin mit dabei. Who's your violinist?
This is my friend, and also who plays a lot on the new record. This is Abby Gunderson.
Abby, then what song are you going to play with William now?
We're going to play "Hear Your Heart."
Okay, and that is on the new.
That's one of the new ones. Yeah.
Very good. Well.
I can hear your heart from here. So you've long been in the ground. Into earth in 60 years. It's a soft, familiar sound. Jesus took my eyes, and I don't know what I'd say if I found you still alive, but I can hear your heart from here.
I can hear your heart from here. I can hear your heart from here. It's so hard to forgive. So I know why it was done. I know it broke your heart when they took away your son. I can hear your heart from here.
Neuen William Fitzsimmons Mini-Album Charleroi. Do I pronounce it right? Charleroi?
Probably for the French, yes.
For the French, but how would the Americans pronounce it?
Oh, it's embarrassing to say in English because it sounds. We say Charleroi.
Charleroi. Well, it's called Charleroi.
We say pronouncing
Don't worry,
French. And,
William, it's fine.
No, that's embarrassing. It was actually named the city of Charleroi was actually okay. named after the Belgian city
okay.
By the same name because it was a hub of glass production, which is the same as it was in Belgium.
Oh, okay.
But we still say it really poorly.
Charleroi ist nach einer belgischen Stadt benannt und wurde einfach mal einamerikanisiert. Warum auch nicht? Das neue Mini-Album von William Fitzsimmons heißt auf jeden Fall so. Und das ist so eine Familiengeschichte. Es geht so ein bisschen um die Familienvergangenheit. They are family projects, family things, your last two EPs or yeah. mini-albums. How does your family react to that?
It depends who you ask, I think.
Really? Did it divide the family?
I mean... The music didn't, but the idea of chasing down these stories.
Yeah.
There's some people are really into it and other people don't want to have anything to do with it. And I'm okay with both. You know, I don't think you should. Family's a really complicated thing.
Yeah.
Know? And I think you have to let people kind of go on their own journey for that. And for me, it's been really healthy, I think, to learn about these things and to find out even the bad stuff. Because there's, you know, anytime you open up the history book on your life, like there's a lot of good stuff and there's a lot of dark stuff too. So, yeah, I don't judge those family members that don't want to do it. But for me, it's wonderful.
Ja, also die Familie war geteilter Meinung, was die Texte auf den Pittsburgh-Projekten angeht. Allerdings, die Musik hat allen gefallen und für William selber war es eine etwas heilende Erfahrung, einfach mal in diese Familiengeschichte einzutauchen. Is it a bit of self-therapy also?
Yeah, I mean, all of it.
That, no?
All of it, yeah, yeah. And all of it is. I mean, that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
So you just have to work through this stuff. You know what I mean? Like you have a choice. You can not work through it and you can just let it, this dark, ugly thing, tumor build yeah. up inside you, but it'll destroy you eventually. You
Is
know?
That your professional side coming out? Because you are a psychotherapist.
Was.
Was. Okay. But yeah. okay. You're not practicing, although but
every,
you.
Although
you,
every time that's brought up, my wife, she says, I can't say it for sure, but I bet you were just the worst therapist ever. But coming from a wife, you can understand.
She, okay.
I'm not a good therapist to her.
Also, know? Williams Frau sagt, er ist der schlimmste Therapeut der Welt und er selber, ja, weiß ich nicht. Also, es ist gut, dass er auf Musiker umgesattelt hat. Aber ich habe so gedacht, er spielt halt sehr, sehr viele Instrumente und hat Erfahrung zumindest als Psychotherapeut. Ob er nicht eigentlich der perfekte Musiklehrer wäre? There are maybe like 4 to 6 instruments in the world that you do not play. And you have experience as a psychotherapist. Wouldn't you be the perfect music teacher?
That's what, you know, what's funny is I never did any type of music therapy. And it's a really popular field right now. It's a beautiful field. But I never put the two together until I started doing this. It was one of those things where somebody had to, the world had to kind of hit me with a hammer to make me realize that maybe I should bring the two together.
Yeah. Okay, also Musiktherapie hat er zwar nicht gemacht, aber es liegt eigentlich ja sehr, sehr nahe. Vielleicht ein Problem, das einige von euch draußen haben, wenn man einem Kind, das frisch in die Familie reingeboren oder auch adaptiert oder sonst wie wurde, wenn man dem nahebringen will, dass es doch eine sehr gute Idee ist, ein Instrument zu lernen, wie macht man es eigentlich? William, do you have any advice on how to convince a kid that it's a good idea to take up an instrument? How would Dr. Fitzsimmons do that?
You know, I think about that more than almost anything, because I have two young daughters and
they play.
Yeah, actually my 2-year-old is, I am 100% sure she's going to be a drummer. I mean, the first time I gave her drumsticks, she like held them correctly and just started, I mean, she just bangs on stuff. She's 2.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe every 2-year-old will be a great drummer. But, and my 4-year-old, she seems to really like, you know, like ukulele and guitar. But I always want to be really careful because I think I was kind of forced into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm glad now, but you know, I only want them to do it it sounds silly, but if it makes them happy, you
sure.
know. So I'm like finding that balance, you know, I'll like kind of you know, like, hey, do you guys want to go and play the piano in the studio? And sometimes they love it. And if they don't, I'm like, okay, you can go draw or, you know, it's touchy because you want your kids to love what you love.
Yeah.
But you have
can't force them to do that.
But you can't force them or else it'll ruin it. Yeah.
Okay, also Dr. Fitzsimmons sagt auch, man sollte Kinder nicht zum Instrument zwingen, sondern eher spielerisch an die ganze Sache rangehen. Das haben wir schon gewusst, aber schön, dass es nochmal bestätigt wurde. William Fitzsimmons hat ein neues Mini-Album, der zweite Teil seiner Pittsburgh-Serie. Heute Abend stellt er euch das Ganze im Berliner Columbia Theater vor und wir haben Gästelistenplätze für euch und zwar unter 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000. William, thanks for stopping by. Have a great show tonight.
Gerne.
Drop by again soon.
We'll see you soon.
Ciao.